Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Seth Dunlap, host of The Last Lap, joining us now. He wrote about it. Could the Pelicans land Zion and Ja Morant? WWL.com. And Seth, you're right. The way you laid it out in your article, it's not at all out of the realm of possibilities when you break it down. It
has to be a three-team trade.
Yeah, it would have to be a three-team trade, Deuce. And I might have been a little hyperbolic in saying that it's a probable, but it certainly is more than possible. And by the way, hitting cleanup for a Tim Brando is a no-win situation for me. So I saw you had Timmy B on. But what this means...
Well, he's our leadoff hitter, so you would be in the two-hole.
Okay. I'm in a two-hole, I'm fine. I hit in the three-hole my career, so there you go. But with this, Deuce just said it. It's going to be a three-way trade if they want to get Ja Morant. But let me back up here, and let's remember how the draft order is set. The Pelicans certainly got lucky to get the number one overall pick. Right behind them is Memphis at the two spot. Then you got the Knicks and the Lakers. Memphis, out of that first four, is the only team that really isn't going to make a play for Anthony Davis here. Now, they have said, at least reports have said, that they're intent on drafting Ja Morant, and they believe that he can be a foundational piece, and most franchises do. However,
Seth, one of the reasons they want to do that is because they wanted to move Mike Conley, who is a point guard now. His contract is terrible. He was the first max yeah. player. I think he was first $200 million player as far as the extension was concerned. And they want to move on from Mike Conley. They did trade Gasol, their center. And they've went young the last couple of years. And so that's where you get them saying that Ja Morant is possibly the guy that they want.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. The Knicks and the Lakers sit directly behind Memphis, and those franchises are the leading contenders, probably two out of the three for the Celtics, and there's the leading contenders to grab Anthony Davis. Now, the Knicks and Lakers have assets where, like you said, you could turn this into a three-way deal and send Anthony Davis to one of those franchises to come back with Ja Morant. Let me lay out the scenarios for you guys. Here's what the Knicks. They have the assets like Mitchell Robinson and Dennis Smith Jr., especially Mitchell Robinson. But I think the Pelicans would be really hesitant to take back in a trade because there have been, and I'm not trying to take unwarranted shots at Mitchell Robinson. Remember, he's from Chalmette, played in the New Orleans area. I'm very ingrained in the high school basketball scene here. And without taking unwarranted shots, let's just say that I think he's best served by not coming back here and being surrounded by the same guys and same crowd that he was when he was in New Orleans. And I think that David Griffin and the Pelicans would know that. Now, they have a point guard, the Knicks, Dennis Smith Jr., not Ja Morant type, but certainly one of the brighter young point guards in the league. My potential deal here would be for the Pelicans to send Anthony Davis to the New York Knicks. Have Dennis Smith Jr., their point guard, maybe Mitchell Robinson, and some other pieces, including picks, going to Memphis. Memphis would drop back, take the rights. And remember, this is all after the draft, so they would have drafted here by now. But they take R.J. Barrett, and they would send Ja Morant to the Pelicans. Now, the Pelicans would have to get more than just Ja for that. They're not just going to trade Anthony Davis for Ja Morant. They're going to need more back than that, likely going to come from the Knicks. But this makes a lot of sense. Now, the Lakers, it could happen too, guys, they have a young point guard, Lonzo Ball.
Can I pay Debbie Downer? Dennis Smith had problems in Dallas, correct?
Sure.
He flourished, really, in New York because he liked the biggest market, and I think the coaching was different. Do you think that he would be the same player if he's going to Memphis where, you know, Memphis, he would be the star, but, I mean, it would be his third team in his young career. I mean, because he was, a lottery pick 2 years ago.
Yeah, he was. And, look, there is more uncertainty around Dennis Smith, like I said, than Ja Morant. There's no doubt about that. But let's take this from Memphis's perspective, this Knicks deal, this potential deal from the first place. If you're willing to drop back one spot, take R.J. Barrett instead of Ja Morant. Now, there might be a small drop-off there, but most scouts and draft experts believe that those two guys are future all-stars in this league, and there's not much talent separation there. If you're willing to take that slight downgrade from Ja Morant, and it's very slight to R.J. Barrett, you could get back a relative king's ransom if you're Memphis, and they're going to go through a long rebuild, whether that's Dennis Smith Jr., whether that's multiple picks, Mitchell Robinson, other players. Just think about it from Memphis's perspective. If you can turn moving down one pick into Dennis Smith, Mitchell Robinson, multiple draft picks, and you're already in for a long rebuild, I got to think that looks pretty enticing, guys.
It looks enticing. I mean, I just know Memphis have a couple friends there, and they're cheap. They're very cheap, and that puts them a year or two closer to having to do some extensions with some of those young players. I don't know. I mean, I would love to have Ja Morant and Zion Williamson, but you know, it's kind of going to be a wait and see, and who offers the Pelicans the best package. But I don't think that you've gotten too crazy creative to think that this couldn't happen. You know, it's not a tremendous long shot that it could not happen, is what I'm trying to say.
No, and you're right, Deuce. You point out there that Memphis knows that they're going to be in for a long rebuild because of this contract with Conley that they want out of. Well, remember, it's not like you're getting a bunch of guys who are veterans. You're going to get, if in this deal, and I realize it's just a possibility here, we're talking hypotheticals, but you're still getting a rookie, a premier rookie, R.J. Barrett, who everybody believes is one of the three best players in this draft and one of the three can't-miss guys in this draft. So it's not like you're dropping from Ja Morant to some unknown quantity. You're dropping from Ja to R.J. Barrett, and you're adding multiple young picks, and this goes back to the Lakers. If the Knicks won't swing this deal, guys, then you have multiple young prospects who still, with a restricted free agency, have 4 to 5 years of team control, including Lonzo Ball and Kyle Kuzma, baby Brandon Ingram, and some other young guys. And remember, the Lakers have already announced through Rob Pelinka that they're going to trade that pick. They want to win now with LeBron James. So they're willing to deal that pick. Now, from Memphis's perspective, this is where I agree with Deuce. That seems a little less likely to me, because why R.J. Barrett seems like a pretty sure thing. It's a little bit more of a crapshoot behind that when you get to the four picks. So if this is going to happen, I would think that it's a three-way trade with the Knicks specifically, so Memphis could still come up with R.J. Barrett. But the exciting potential of having Ja Morant and Zion Williamson here, it's a possibility. You know David Griffin's exploring this.
Seth Dunlap hosted the last lap at Seth Dunlap on Twitter, preempted tonight for LSU baseball against Mississippi State. And Seth, do the Tigers get it done tonight? Can they continue their dominance over Mississippi State?
What was it, 9 out of the last 11, Christian?
Yeah.
That they've had? Yeah, if they win this one tonight, and this is why it's a bigger game than it is for Mississippi State. If they win this one, it locks up a regional hosting site. There's no doubt about it. If you're beating Mississippi State tonight, coming off the South Carolina win and winning 4 out of your last 5 in the regular season, LSU wins this, they've locked up that regional hosting site if they haven't already. So I do. I think LSU's going to win this game, and they'll get on into that next round, stay in the winner's bracket tomorrow.
Seth, what are your thoughts about Drew Holiday making second team all defense? It was announced today.
Yeah, look, Drew Holiday is, and the players voted this, Deuce, the most underrated player in the NBA. The fact that he's now back-to-back years kind of getting his due from the national media and really the fans nationally is great. I don't think there's the player that's ever played for the Pelicans that has become more endeared to the fans in the city than Drew Holiday has quickly become. I do wonder, and I sincerely wonder this. I love Drew. I think we all do, but I sincerely wonder if he'll be around for the long term because of that decade difference between him and Zion Williamson. I'm not saying I would trade him away. I just don't think that it's out of the realm of possibilities if you can get multiple picks and players back again that Drew Holiday has played his last game for a Pelican, just like Anthony Davis probably has.
Just win, baby. It'll solve itself. Just
there
win.
You go. There you go, Deuce. You got it.
Seth Dunlap, the last lap, at Seth Dunlap on Twitter. Appreciate the time, man. Good scenario stuff there.
All right, guys. All right, guys.
Thanks. All right, this is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!